And welcome to the Prayer Closet. Hi, I'm April in for Tommy this morning. In the Prayer Closet is the time we take out of each and every weekday to go to the Lord with your prayer requests and your praise reports, as well as bring you a little nugget of truth each and every day. So if you guys have got a prayer request or a praise report, we'd love to hear from you. You can call to 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can also email prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. And having come in each and every weekday morning during the time that Tommy is doing the prayer class, I've been catching what he's been talking about. He's been specifically talking about prayer itself. And with him only taking one day off, I kind of wanted to keep with his theme. I may deviate from what he was talking about a bit, but I think it's important that we kind of keep with that. And especially in light of some things that have been going on in our community within like the last week. And also too, it's something that my church specifically has been talking about, prayer and about being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as we continue to usher in this new year and kind of get things figured out, that month of January, you know, we kind of always get those things figured out as far as like maybe goals for the year. Maybe it's personal goals. Maybe it's something within your workplace or something within your church. Whatever it is, there's usually some goals, some things that are being set in emotion, some new ideas, maybe some other ideas that finally are coming to fruition. And so the idea of prayer to start off each and everything, I think, is important. So number one, let's start off in prayer this morning, and then we're going to delve deeper into the mindset of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity that we can come to you and we can talk to you, Lord, about whatever it is that's on our minds, Lord. And also to you, Lord, where it says in Psalm 46:10, to be still and know that you are God, to know you, to be in your presence, to hear from you, whether it's through an audible word, through a feeling, whatever, Lord, whatever way you speak to us, Lord, however you speak to us, Lord, I just pray right now that you would speak. And I thank you, Lord, for that. In your name, amen. Once again, if you guys have a prayer request, 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Also, you can email prayer@yeshome.com. It's prayer@yeshome.com. So as I'm thinking this stuff over last night and then, you know, driving into work this morning and hearing Jessica and Jeff talk about the fact that Yes FM, along with you guys, our listeners, are going to really delve into prayer, especially for our schools, which, like I said, is important given everything that's been going on in our community within the last week or so. I felt it really impressed upon me even more so that, yeah, let's share about prayer this morning and how appropriate. So I was looking through some stuff last night and love Focus on the Family for some of the resources out there and stumbled across this about prayer. And so I'm going to take it into two chunks. Number one, prayer and the difference that it makes, and then the availability of prayer. So let's delve into part one. Here's some verses about prayer specifically that we find throughout Scripture. Psalm 39:12 says, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, listen to my cry for help." Luke 11:1, "Lord, teach us to pray." John 17:1, after Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed. They all join together constantly in prayer. That's Acts 1:14, and that's talking about the New Testament church, ascension of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:18, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests." 1 Thessalonians 5:17, I think probably one of the most important out of all of these. Pray continually. See, we don't have to be on our faces 24/7, oh God, and, you know, constantly going, but the mindset of prayer, you know, throughout the day, just, you know, talking to God, even if it's in your mind, you know, thank you for this, you know, finally coming to fruition, maybe a project you were working on at work, or Lord Jesus, thank you for helping me get through that test, you know, if you're a college student, or Lord, thank you for keeping the kids at bay while I was trying to make dinner, you know, wherever you're at in life, just that mindset of prayer continually, and that mindset to go along with it, praise. Because they go hand in hand. So throughout the Bible, we're called to pray. But what is prayer and what does it mean to pray without ceasing? And does prayer really make a difference? Before delving too deeply into the topic of prayer, I think it's going to be beneficial to first define the term as well as focus of our prayers. Okay, so prayer and God's nature. Let's look into that. Let's start with that part. In order to develop a clear idea of prayer, we first have to have a clear idea of God. Oh, that's so much easier said than done. You know, I ran across a quote this morning on my Facebook page that said that our lives are basically governed by our perception of God. And if we have the wrong perception of God, our lives are going to be governed by the wrong perception of everything. It's going to rule everything in the wrong direction. So if you look at the Bible, God is a personal being. And, you know, this is critical to prayer because that God is a person that we can interact with. Even though we can't tangibly see, he is a person and we can interact with him. And, you know, he has a will and we're able to relate to him on a meaningful level. But are we? You know, if he were impersonal, then prayer would not be meaningful. And if he were personal but uncaring and distant, prayer wouldn't serve a purpose. Now, he may feel distant to you. You may be in that span of life where you're feeling distant, but he's really not. And granted, you know, he's on a different plane than us. He's in the heavens and we're here on earth, but he's here too. His spirit remains here, you guys. And that's something that people, a lot of times when they go throughout their day to day, they forget about that. He is here. He's here wherever you're at. He's in the room with you. So you need to acknowledge that. Not only is he personal, he's also loving. You know, it tells us that in 1 John 4:8 and in 16 John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's love. When you're willing to give your one kid over to be handed to one of the most cruelest forms of death ever, and then to beat that, to conquer that, so that we can spend a lifetime here on earth and then in eternity with him. Man, that blows my mind. That's hard to grasp. But if you're willing to accept that, oh, that opens so many doors, especially for prayer. You know, there is nothing impossible for God. And if God were less than an all-powerful being, then we wouldn't have any assurance that he could even answer or even hear our prayers. You know, the fact that God is an all-knowing, or the word omniscient, is also significant to the concept of prayer. You know, if God were limited, then he would not know all that is happening with his creation. If this were the case, he might overlook our prayers because they might not be, or they might be beyond his ability of his knowledge. But we can go to the Bible and it's clear that God knows everything. If you were to go to Psalm 139:2-4 or Isaiah 46:10, all sorts of words to back that up. So in relation to God being all-knowing, Jesus says your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And that's in Matthew 6:8. So God is also wise and holy. He knows what's best for us as well as what will lead us into holiness rather than sin. And he also is active in his creation in a personal way that's called immanent. And not only directing greater matters of history, but also being involved in the life of everyone. That means that no prayer is too great for him. It also means that no prayer is too small for him. So that is prayer in God's nature and some of the difference that it makes. Now let's take a look at the availability of prayer. Charles Spurgeon, gotta love this quote. Prayer is an open door which none can shut. And that is from his book, Morning and Evening. He says, devils may surround you on all sides, but the way upward is always open. And as long as that road is unobstructed, you will not fall into the enemy's hand. So is there anywhere that we can go where God is not present? Well, not according to the Bible. Psalm 139:7 says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? And then in Jeremiah 23:23-24, we read, am I the only God nearby, declares the Lord? Am not God far away? Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Do not I fill the heaven and the earth? Prayer in God's omnipresence. The fact that God is everywhere is known as omnipresence, meaning that he is present everywhere throughout his creation. Now, this doesn't mean that God is creation, a worldview known as pantheism, but God is an ever-present in his creation. C.S. Lewis likened his relationship between God and his creation to that of a painter to a painting. A painter is not a picture, and he does not die if his picture is destroyed. And you may say, he's put a lot of himself into that. But you only know that that means that all of its beauty and interest has come out of his hand. His skill is not in the picture in the same way that it is in his head or even in his hands. As a result of the reality of God's omnipresence, we can be assured that no matter where we are, God will hear our prayers, even from the belly of a fish. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. That's Jonah 2:1. While not the most comfortable place to pray, we know that God has heard the prayers of the prophet even while Jonah was in the ocean depths. But do we really believe that prayer is always available? If we believe that, we've got to act on it. And we've got to act on it that this is the absolute truth. Nothing then can keep us from coming before God in prayer except for our own choices. Romans 8, 38 through 39. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else on all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, prayer will always be able to connect us to God. Prayer has no barriers. So in short, prayer has no barriers because governance cannot stop it, our location cannot stop it, and the enemies in the spiritual realm cannot stop it. You know, as we talked about earlier, prayer is an open door which none can shut. But there is one way to shut it, and that is when we choose disbelief over our belief. Our own anxieties can stop the power of prayer if we allow them to stifle the truth that prayer is and always will be, and that it's always available to us. God is always ready to listen, no matter what our circumstances, but we must speak to Him in prayer. We must keep that open line of communication. In reference to the power of evangelism, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one whom they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." That's Romans 10, 13 through 15. You know, when we pray to God, we will be heard. But how can God hear unless we pray? And how can our prayers be received unless they are sent? How beautiful are the prayers of those who seek the Lord despite their circumstances. How beautiful are the prayers of those who seek the Lord despite their circumstances. Prayer is always available to us, but far too often we turn to God in prayer as the last resort and not the first response. And personally, that is something I am working on. God wants to hear our prayers. Is God too busy to hear them? Is He occupied with weightier matters than our lives and troubles? Unlike the worldview of deism, which claims that God created and wound up the universe like a watchmaker, winds up a watch, leaving it to run on its own, God really cares not only about the larger scheme of the universe, but also for each and every person. He's not a deaf God like the God of deism, but a caring and active God. He transcends His creation, but is immanent or active in it. No prayer is too small for God to hear. Neither is any prayer too large for God to handle. As Christ said, "Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in barns? And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are?" That's Matthew 6:26. The answer to the question asked by Jesus is that we are indeed more valuable than they are. For we are created in God's image. That's from Genesis 1:26. And we are God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. And He loves us. An important step in receiving the blessings of prayer is to humbly and sincerely offer our prayers to God. Fortunately, we can do this anywhere and anytime because prayer is always available to us, but we must take the initiative. If we do so, God is eager to hear us, to comfort us, to strengthen us, to help us, and to uphold us with His righteous right hand. And you're going to find some of that in Isaiah 41:10. Pray, you guys. It's important. And it's available to us. And I hope that you can grasp that today. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, remember, it is available to you. 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can also email prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. It is the Prayer Closet on Yes FM. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. Also prayer@yeshome.com. That is prayer@yeshome.com. Okay, we do have some prayer requests coming in. I'm going to pray for a baby that was born prematurely, still in the hospital. It's 2 weeks old today. Unfortunately, poor little guy is refusing to eat. Pray that he starts eating so that he can come home. Dear Lord, we pray for this little one. And You say, let the little children come to You. So I just pray over this little guy. And he's Yours. He was Yours to begin with. And he's on loan to mom and dad. And Lord, I just pray right now that this little one would figure out the whole eating thing. That he would just start sucking that food down, Lord. And that he could come home. I pray for peace over mom and dad. As number one, a premature birth in and of itself is probably one of the most crazy things to happen. The emotions running through, Lord. And then to see your little one not thriving despite everything you're trying to do to help him out. Lord, I just pray right now a sense of peace over them. I pray that feeling of helplessness that they may be feeling, that dissipates. I pray that things start to move, that the doctors and the nurses involved in all of this, that they can see improvement in this little guy. And that even though he's premature, we can look down the road maybe when he's like 14, 15, 16, and he's a force to be reckoned with. I pray all these things in your name. Amen. Prayer request for somebody who's in need of a washer and dryer, whether that's new or used. Unfortunately, this person has been dealing with some busted stuff and has been washing clothes in the kitchen sink. They're a little bit more on a fixed income as they are a little bit older. They're just having a hard time rounding up some finances for that. Just asking for someone to pay it forward to help them out. Lord Jesus, we just pray for provision. Jehovah Jireh. You're our provider, and we just pray right now that you would bring somebody or something into this lady's life, whether that's a person who donates, whether there's an unexpected check in the mail, whether it's just somebody from the church saying, here's some money to help you out with this. I pray that however you choose to work this out, that it would come, Lord, and that this poor lady would not have to wash her clothes in the kitchen sink, but that she could just do the normal everyday, Lord. Lord, we pray for this provision. We thank you already in advance for it happening. We can't wait to hear the other side of this. We thank you and we praise you in your name. Amen. Another prayer request in. Prayer for our friend who is having surgery on her leg today at noon. She was in an automobile accident almost a year ago. And today is going to be undergoing the bone graft, asking for prayer that this is the final surgery that will allow her leg to heal as normal. The surgeon is seeing the bone graft as her last option, gives her leg an 80% chance to heal back to normal, to be able to walk on it without a walker, cane, or wheelchair. Without this happening and coming into fruition, she has a 5% chance to return to Nova. I know that Jehovah Rapha can heal 100%. Love that. So many names for God. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and now Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Lord, we just come to you right now. We thank you for this friend who is concerned and that she has come and asked on behalf, that she is standing in the gap. And so we too stand in the gap. We pray over the surgery. We pray that beyond that 80%, beyond what they could ever expect or imagine, that bone graft does what it needs to do and then some, and that this person is able to walk like the man who was lame, walking and leaping and praising you for what you have done. We thank you, Lord, already in advance for the healing. Whatever form that comes in, Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you for that in your name. Amen. Asking for prayer for someone who was in an accident last week. He is okay. Praying over the situation for his car to get fixed soon. Lord, again, you're God of Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we pray for provision for this person who's been in an accident. We thank you so much that he is okay, that he is able to function and go about normal. But in order to be able to function in the norm too, he needs a car. And so we're praying right now that this car can be fixed and that it could get back to him soon. Or if there's another car that needs to come into the picture, that process goes smoothly and comes quickly, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you are our healer, that you are our provider, and you are so much more, Lord. We thank you that we can come to you, that prayer is available to us, Lord. We thank you for all these things in your name. Amen. This is the Prayer Closet. If you do have a prayer request or a praise report, you weren't able to get to a computer or phone right now, no, guys, all day long, you can get those prayer requests in. Doesn't matter what time of day. Prayer@yeshome.com or 419-389-0893.